Sichuan earthquake. The Sichuan earthquake is an example of an earthquake in an LEDC, a less economically developed country or a poorer country. It was a catastrophic earthquake that demonstrated the full power that earthquakes can have. It also showed how poor building design and construction, large earthquake strength, high population density, and shallow earthquake depth can all combine to create a disaster. The earthquake occurred because of the pressure resulting from the Indian plate colliding with the Eurasian plate sent along a fault line through Sichuan, the long-mention fault line. It occurred at 2:28 p.m. on the 12th of May 2008. The earthquake lasted 120 seconds and reached 7.9 on the Richter scale. The area is more rural and is less developed than the highly prosperous areas along China's eastern coastline. The death toll rose to 69,000 people, with 18,000 people still missing 2 months after the quake. 374,000 people were injured, and many millions were made homeless. A total of 5 million buildings collapsed, including a number of schools, and other problems were brought about by the failure of communications. The cost of restoring basic infrastructure was put at $75 million. And some areas were cut off by landslides and building collapses. Chemical plants were damaged and ammonia was released, which is a toxic substance. Some areas weren't reached until 30 hours after the quake, and China only allowed 20 helicopters to take part in the relief effort. The Chinese government pledged $10 million as a rebuilding fund, and banks wrote off the debts of survivors who did not have insurance. China requested international help 2 days after the quake. Teams from Japan, Russia and South Korea joined the rescue effort, and over £100 million had been donated to the Red Cross in a fortnight after the quake. Much of this went into running survivor camps. The impacts in Sichuan were worse in an environmental and social sense than in Kobe, but the economic impacts were worse in Kobe.